You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. I am Pastor Mika, hallelujah, and you are blessed. Yes, that is the truth, amen. No circumstance, no situation, no happening changes the truth, amen. So, Father God, we just thank you that as we are your children, that we are praying now. I'm already into it. Somebody say, she already into. This is a time for those who are new. This is a time where we are seeking the Lord God Almighty, that we are praying unto our King of Kings, which means that he is the ultimate power, hallelujah. And so he is the ultimate authority, hallelujah. And we just thank you, O God, that we serve you and we worship you, and we step into the place, as scripture says, to pray without ceasing. And as we pray without ceasing, as we learn to pray without ceasing, we grow in that area, amen, of praying without ceasing. We strengthen. Yes, this is what we're doing. This is one of the things. We're strengthening our prayer muscle. Oh, Jesus. We're strengthening our prayer muscle that is automatic. Oh, Shandayas. Listen, that is automatic that I pray. That my default is prayer. Come on, somebody. That my auto response is prayer. Oh, yes. We're strengthening. This is a time where it's like going to the gym. Amen. This is a time that I'm coming in and I'm strengthening my prayer muscle. Hallelujah. That when I'm just reminded, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit speaking, okay, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for your presence. We thank you for, the Bible says, when two or more of us are gathered, there I am in the midst. So we just stop right now and we acknowledge you, that you are in the midst. Hallelujah. That this is your sanctuary. Hallelujah. That this is a place where we offer prayer and worship and praise unto you. And it's a sweeter aroma unto your nostrils. A sweet, pleasant, pleasing fragrance. That's what we want to be. That's who we want to be. Hallelujah. Unto you. A blessed fragrance. Fragrance. A smell good. A smell good to Jesus. Amen. I want to smell good. I want Jesus to come across me and be like, ooh, that smells yummy. I'm reminded even right now that it without faith is impossible to please God. So I want to smell like faith. Oh, yes. Yeah. I want to smell like faith. Faith. Okay. But now let's just get back to the what the Holy Spirit is communicating to me. It's like when you strengthen your muscles, amen, you're just even our physical body, when we strengthen our muscles, things, it's a benefit to us. Amen. That now I can lift heavier things. Maybe now I can hold heavier weights, not just in the gym, but outside of the gym. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I can carry more grocery bags. And now, amen, where I used to ask for help in these areas where I needed more strength, now I'm exercising the strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Now my response is, I pick it up. I got it. Now, even physically, I'm feeling healthier and stronger. And now certain aches just went away because of me now lifting muscles. I was just hearing someone on a TV show speak about, as she was getting older, she was feeling these pains like in her hip area and all that, and she thought that maybe she would have to need some type of hip replacement or surgery, and she said she just merely started lifting weights and it just went away. She's like, miraculously, it went away. Ah, what happens? What happens when we, yes, Lord. What happens when, as we strengthen our prayer muscle? Yes, I started coming into prayer, praying for the specific. I had a specific request. I have a specific need. And even, you know, as I continue to come, I have specific needs and specific requests. Amen. I just heard access granted, requests granted, prayers answered. But also in that place, more things happen than we realize. We're building our spirit, man. What happens as I do that? As I do that, in a unfortunate happens, in a circumstance happened that I didn't prefer or I don't like, amen, my response starts to tilt into more of the direction of being aligned with heaven. I feel the joy of the Lord being my strength when I, circumstances and conditions and situations said I should have no strength, that this thing should take me out. Oh, conditions and situations and things come about where now when it says I should not have any peace, I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. How does this happen in the place of a continual seeking God, a continual praying unto the Lord God Almighty, recognizing that with you, God, all things are possible. That yes, with me and with man, this is an impossible, but I take my impossibles to you. Yes, on this day, we're taking our impossibles to God. We're taking, hallelujah, the weight of the impossibles to you, God, that it is not impossible and that you are able, hallelujah, to take this desolate place, this dry place, this decomposed, destroyed place, and a resurrect life, and a renew life, hallelujah, and build and erect life. Ah, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whew. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I am, yes, Lord. I am now being led to go to scripture, and we're going to, and I'll submit to you that we're praying right now. I submit that we're praying right now. Why? Because our heart, may our heart be in a posture of continual prayer. That no, I may not be on my knees, hallelujah, which is good, okay? No, I may not be in my closet place, my secret place. I may be driving in my car. I may be at work. I may be in front of, I may be at a board meeting. I may be in a courtroom. I may be in a doctor's office. I may be doing a podcast, a prayer podcast. I may be on the phone, but my heart posture, my mind posture is that of prayer. I can be in conversation with someone and fully in the conversation, but also because of my heart posture, my ears open to the Lord. Yes. That now taking those conversations and with my ear being open to God and having and imparting encouragement and wisdom and even knowledge and understanding Just a word that maybe God wanted to share, or just being able to engage in godly, righteous, holy, uplifting, edifying conversation. So now I ask, or does the Holy Spirit ask, what type of conversations we having? What is the fruit of our conversations? Look at the fruit of the conversations. And it'll reveal to us if we should continue to get engage in those conversations or if it's time to put those conversations on mute, on silence. You know what? I'm going to take a break from these conversations. How excellent. How excellent. Yes, Lord. Is thy name. Listen, okay. Because even Jesus, he had a lifestyle. When we see him on the earth, I'm reminded even when he was a child, he told his parents, "Don't you know I'll be about my father's business?" Yes. How can we be about our Father's business if we're not in a place of prayer, conversation, constant conversation with the one who is always with us, with the one who is dwelling within us, with the one who says that I will never leave you nor forsake you? Jesus, we see it. One instance is in Mark, hallelujah. Let me see, where is it? Thank you, Lord. I have it written down. Yes, 1:35. Mark 1:35, and it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out." Who is he? Jesus. Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place. And prayed a solitary place. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for the solitary place. Hallelujah. To pray, Lord God. We thank you for this blessed place of prayer, this blessed place of communication. Jesus, whose earthly ministry was God, was God's power. At everyone who came to him. Everyone who came to him healed. We see his ministry was moved in a place of faith. Instance upon instance upon instance of Jesus saying, "Thy faith has made thee whole." Ooh, Jesus. Jesus, the one who was able to perceive and know what others were thinking and saying, and when it wasn't directed to him. Come on, y'all. Come on, 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 come on. The engine, hallelujah, of his ministry, hallelujah. Ooh. Was in this intimate place with God, his Father. Yes. See, in this time, our prayer life is essential. And Lord God, even right now, I pray over our prayer life that that you even in areas where our prayer life is dead, our prayer life, the pulse of our prayer life is weak. Lord, breathe your breath of life on those on the area of our prayer life with you, oh God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would begin to awaken us up. Hallelujah. Awaken our hearts up. Hallelujah. Awaken our minds. Give us a desire and a heart heart, O God, and a hunger and a thirst, O God, and an appetite, O God, for prayer with you, communication with you, dwelling with you, abiding, hallelujah, in you, O God, resting in you, awaiting in you through the prayer place, getting still before you in the prayer place, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for even carving out a place in our life. What I see is like some of us be so busy. It's like I don't have a quiet space. Lord God, I thank you that you're creating those quiet spaces, a prayer place in our car. Turn off the radio. Even turn off the worship. Even turn off the podcast, okay? Turn off the sermon, okay? Mm-hmm, yes. And get into the 101. Some of our quiet place may be in the shower. Ah, hallelujah. Wherever it is. Some of us, it may be in the closet when I go to get ready. Wherever the Holy Spirit lead us to have that special place, God, I thank you for it. And I thank you for protecting that space, oh God, and stirring that space, oh God, that we just have to fall into it, go to it, and are drawn to it, Lord God, even beyond our like thoughts of, okay, let me do this. Okay, let me. It's just, I find myself in it. We find ourselves doing it. We find ourselves in it. And Lord God, those of us who have a rich prayer life, oh God, it can get richer. We can go deeper. Hallelujah. And so, God, we just thank you right now, oh God, that you are, hallelujah, meeting us. You are. I eradicate any doubt of whether or not God hears us in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Scripture informs us that he hears us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. And Lord God, we thank you. And Lord God, we thank you. I'm looking for the scripture. And Lord God, we thank you. And Lord God, we thank you. And Lord God, we praise you. And Lord God, hallelujah, Rabasandaya, we glorify you. Hold on. Oh, thank you. Oh, there it is. Okay, here. This is just one instance. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, and it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will," how do we find out his will? How do we learn God's will? In spending time. Like even now, and we're spending time with Christ Jesus, with God Almighty, in the midst of the Holy Spirit. We're spending time even right now. Our faith is coming to us. Faith is increasing as we hear. Hallelujah. And this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And so, God, I thank you for enlightening the eyes of our understanding in the place of prayer. I thank you, oh God, and we thank you for helping us to know the depths and the lengths and the widths in which you love us in the place of prayer, oh God. Some of us need to know how you love us. Some of us, oh God, need to experience your love, oh God. Some of us on this earth, oh God, have been betrayed in the place of love, hurt in the place of love, abused in the place of love, rejected in the place of love. Have been frustrated and disappointed in the faith in the place of love, oh God. Let down in the place of love, oh God. Broken in that place of love, oh God. And we need your love, oh God, in those dry places, dead places, in those hurting places, fearful places, to love again, to trust again. God, we need in the place of prayer, in that alone place with God, that he will begin. And it's a process, y'all. And let us just be okay with it's a process. But every time I go, and every time I press in, and every time I press in, and every time I press in, something is happening, and it's like a slow cook. Come on, y'all, those are the best meals. It's like a slow marinate. I'm being marinated. My heart is being marinated. I'm being delivered, even if I don't feel like it. Even if I come out and still having the same feelings, it's slowly being broken down. Yes, Lord. Marinate us with your love, oh God. Hallelujah. Feed those dry places, Lord God. Water those dry places. Feed those hungry places of love, oh God. Repair those broken places, oh God, of love, oh God. Some of our identity was in the place of love, and that love didn't, that love spoke anti our true identity in Christ Jesus. Come on. Come on. So we heard the opposite of we're beautiful. We heard the opposite of we are well able. We heard the opposite of we're smart. We heard the opposite of cultivating the belovedness of who we really are. And so, oh Jesus, in those areas, oh God, where our identity was robbed and killed and destroyed, oh God, in the place of love, Lord God, begin to speak words of love regarding who we are and how we are fearfully, wonderfully made and how we are able. And begin to uproot and undo, hallelujah, that damage, and we reverse it, oh God, and just remove it away, oh God, that we don't even have a recall anymore, hallelujah, of those, of the lies, oh God. Begin, Lord Jesus, to allow your light and your truth to come in and sever, oh God, and divide the lies, hallelujah, from the truth of who we are, oh God. Even in those places where it's like it crept in and it's so deceiving that we don't even consider. Yes, we don't even consider that place. Oh, Jesus, thank you for loving on us, Lord God, in this love place, this prayer place called love. Yes. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that is also in that prayer. I hear you, Holy Spirit. That's also in that prayer place that you know what we're doing? We're fulfilling that first commandment of loving the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. So I'm bringing all of my soul, all of my heart, all of my mind, everything, all of my thoughts, all of the cares, all of the worries, all of the angst, all of the fears, all of the stronghold places, hallelujah, all of the things I can't let go, all of the things that's causing me to be bitter, all the things that's causing me to operate in a fear, and all the things that's causing me to not let go, and all the things that's causing me issues, hallelujah, and all of the things, hallelujah, things on things on things, and all of the things that cause me to be to function in guilt, and all the things to have me function in unforgiveness, even of others or myself, and all of the things, hallelujah, that's caused me to be closed, hallelujah, and hardened, hallelujah, and all the things that caused me to not let anyone in, and all the things that caused me to be paranoid, and all of the things. Ooh, let us bring it. Yes, bring it. Bring it. All of the soul issues. Who else? Who else can tend to the soul? Some of us were trying to address the symptoms. We need to get to the root. And how do we get to the root? Jesus. In a soul place, in that prayer place, then he will begin to see him restoring, and then also in the prayer place, then we know when we come out of the prayer place which way to go, what to do, how to do it, who to talk to, who not to talk to, who to let in, who not to let in, who to walk away from, who to walk to. Come on, somebody, what to leave, what not to leave. Ah, yes, thank you, oh God. For the prayer place, the secret place of abiding, that in that place, we're not loving you, learning to love you. Okay, maybe we don't know how. It's okay. Where do I learn? I'm getting in the secret place and I'm learning to love you. God, I'm saying I'm trying to love you. Help me to love you. With all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my strength. Lord God, show us how, what it is to love you. We need our eyes to be open in that place, oh God. No matter how mature we are in you. Yes. Is there any areas we need to relearn, unlearn? Oh God, here we are. We present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, O God. So what is it that we may need to unlearn? Are we willing to unlearn in order to learn? Are we willing? Hallelujah. And it's okay if some of us are like, I don't know if I'm willing. Matter of fact, no, I am not willing. Okay, that's beautiful. Why? Because that is a place of opportunity for the Holy Spirit. And so we just come into that place, oh God, and we come with it all. We come with it all, oh God. We come, I hear the Holy Spirit. We come with the doubts. We come with the unbelief. Come on, somebody. It's the Holy Spirit. Yes, there's a script, there's a passage in the Bible where this father, a son was grievously vexed, a man with evil spirits, and the disciples could not deliver the boy, and so Jesus came off the mountain top, and when he came, got an understanding of what was happening, the father came to him and said, "If you can," and Jesus said, "If." If you can believe," and the father said, "I believe. Help me with my unbelief." Jesus helps us with the unbelief. Jesus helps us in the doubting place. Jesus is the one who met Thomas, amen, and helped him in his doubting place. He did not condemn Thomas for doubting. He met him in that doubting place and led Thomas into a faith place. It is God. It is God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes. So, God, we thank you that you are helping us in those places of doubt, unbelief, fear, where you're helping us, amen, delivering us, restoring us, those things, places where we may have given up and thought it was over, and you're encouraging us, helping us to get our hope back in you, to revive our hope, ignite our hope, take our hope in you to another level, take our trust in you to another level, oh God, we thank you, Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, in times of devastation that you are God and that you are able. And we look to you, O God. We look to you, miracle worker. We look to you, way maker. We look to you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. We look to you, comforter. We look to you, mountain mover. We look to you, hallelujah, as you, Lord of all. Creator of heaven and earth, we look to you. We bring to you our whys. We bring to you our lack of. We bring to you with ourselves leaning, trying to lean on our own understanding. We thank you that you're helping us to be more dependent on you. When it may be hard for some of us to depend on, because we felt like everyone around us failed us, and we have this like this dysfunctional, like an unhealthy thing. Like, no, I got it. I depend on myself. I can't. Like, no. We thank you, oh God, for even in that area. I see it, like, you know how, like, maybe a broken bone or something, it healed wrong, but instead of going through the process of, for the healing to be corrected, it's like, no, I just accept this as the way, as how I'm going to live the rest of my life. When God is saying, no, I have better for you, I have more. So God, we just thank you. Lord God, we're praying today, even right now, hallelujah, out of that secret place for those in need. And God, I thank you for supplying our every need according to your riches in glory. For that is what your word says in Philippians, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory, O God. And so we look for the supply, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that for those who are hurting and need healing, you are a healer, O God, and you are our great physician, O God, and you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. And so, God, I just thank you for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, in every organ, every cell, every function of our body, our ligaments, our limbs, hallelujah, our skin, hallelujah, eyes, heads, healed, tongues, mouth issues healed. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, healing of hearts, Lord Jesus, the physical organ of the heart, and then also the that place of being, right, where our love comes from. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let the condition of our heart be ripe and supple, O God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, that our heart is that of a sweet fruit, O God, a ripe fruit, O God, a juicy fruit, O God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for healing for any in the hospital, any bedridden, oh God, even that's in the homes, but need, Lord God, is in a severe place of need of a physically healing. You are a miraculous healer, oh God. And so, God, we just thank you in those areas, oh God. And we thank you and want to pray over your word, oh God, the word that you spoke to us, a word of promise, word of clarity, word of instruction, word of your plans for us, oh God. And even some of us who, it's like, I don't know what God is saying, and I don't know what the plan is. I thank you, oh God, in that place, in that dark place. You're turning on a lamp. You're turning on a light, oh God, we will come into a knowing, that we will hear you, that we will, in the prayer place, y'all. Ooh, my Lord, in the prayer place. In the prayer place, we will hear. We will hear. I thank you, Father God, for even visiting us in our dreams, oh God, that we know it's you. Visiting us in such a way that we know it's you. And may we be obedient. And may we seek after righteousness. I'm reminded of Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. We're seeking your righteousness, O God. We're walking, we're choosing. Let us choose, O God, to walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. We thank you that even as we intercede, O God, intercede for the lost, intercede for the sick, intercede for those who are bound, intercede for those who are shut up or locked in, O God. We thank you. Intercede on behalf of those who are falling on the side of injustice and the marginalized and the oppressed, O God. We thank you that you are freedom, that you are liberty. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so we thank you for liberty, O God. We thank you for freedom. Listen. Listen, even freedom of mind, I see it like we can be locked in and locked in a place. But there's a power, amen. There's a gift of freedom that my circumstances can't steal, can't rob, can't take away from me. And I'm reminded in scripture, let the Bible be the thing that we go to gauge. To gauge our life, to gauge, oh, wait a minute, this is the way I'm going to go through some. Oh, there will be troubles, but God promises to deliver me out of all the troubles. Yes, thank you, Lord. Listen, there's instances where the apostles in Acts were under persecution and found themselves in prison, but still free. That although physically I'm bound, mentally I'm free, spiritually I'm free. That so, even emotionally I'm free. So my circumstance is not dictating to me, but my spirit is dictating to my circumstance. And we see it. Peter, sleep in prison. Hallelujah. And then the angel comes in supernaturally. Amen. Right? Hallelujah. We see Paul and Silas in prison, praising and worshiping the Lord God. We see Jesus. And also on the other side of that, and the Holy Spirit makes me aware then that there are people, amen, who are free from physical, locked in, shut up, imprisoned, shackled, handcuffed places, right? And physically look free, but are bound. Mentally bound. Spiritually bound. Emotionally bound. Relationally. Come on, somebody. But it doesn't look like it. And stuck in a place. Arrested in an area. Ooh, Jesus. We need your freedom. Hallelujah. Free us. Hallelujah. From being bound and stuck to and dictated by the situations and being tossed to and fro. Free us. Hallelujah. From the past. Free us from the hurts. Free us from the pains. Free us from the injustice. Free us from the oppressed place. Free us even from wrongdoings and what we even what how I'm getting it is like what some of us like what we did wrong and we keep replaying it or what we like you know what we could have done better and we keep replaying it. Free us, oh Jesus, free us, hallelujah, free us even from the physical ailments and afflictions and being bound in those areas. Free us, oh God, free us, hallelujah. As we are in the prayer place, I pray that freedom will come. As we are in the prayer place, our solitary place, our intimate place, free us from the unforgiveness. Free us from the bitterness. Free us, hallelujah. Free us from holding accounts of wrongdoing. Free us from not showing mercy and grace to others or to ourselves. Free us from the lies. Free us from the people. Ooh, Holy Spirit, that we can't seem to shake and can't seem to step away from and can't seem to let go of. Free us. You do it, Lord. Free us from those who are a danger to our destiny. But they look so harmless. And it looks fine. It's fine. It's fine. Free us from being deceived. Free us, oh God. Free us from being manipulated. Free us from the strongholds. Free us, oh God. Free us from the financial woes. Free us, oh God. Free us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for freedom. Free us from pride. Hallelujah. Free us, oh God. Free us from chasing after, like I see it, two things. Chasing after the wind, or like a dog chasing his own tail. Free us from chasing after the wind of things. Of locking, trying to find our identity through having a certain level of success or fame or riches or accolades or education, whatever things where we find identity in. There's nothing wrong with those things, but it's not the thing. It's not the one. So free us from that. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So you know what that tells me? You know what that tells us? That I want to be where the Spirit of the Lord is. That the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. I'm going to be in some places of praise. I'm going to get into my little secret place, my solitary place. And I'm going to just, and if I need help, I'm going to turn on a praise song. And I'm going to start with at least doing one praise song, one worship song. I'm going to get in my place of prayer. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as I continue, free us, liberate our tongue from foul speech. Liberate our tongue from speaking negatively. Liberate our tongue, hallelujah, from speaking curses. The Bible says, and I'm saying it in this way. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Blessing and curse. Am I speaking blessings? Am I speaking what you're saying on the situation? Or am I speaking what I'm seeing? And I'm speaking out of a place of it's never going to happen. Or am I speaking out of a negative place or a blessed place? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so we thank you, Heavenly Father. And we praise you for a liberation, for liberty. Free us, Lord God, into a new realm and a new expression and a new richness of joy. Free us into a new tangibleness of your peace. Free us, oh God, hallelujah, into the a new gentleness, a new forgiveness, a new patience. Free us. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you that in this week, liberation is happening, deliverance. Free us from the cares and the worries. Free us. That where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we thank you, Lord God. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yav Berekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.